He Woodland Indian Art Inc. on this one.
Absolutely. This is another one that I'm familiar with, and being that it's a jury art show, it's very high caliber. It really presents our native artists in such a positive light. So I do have that, I guess, awareness and knowledge of what a classy show this is. My only thing that I question is that, given the overall budget, how much they're spending on marketing. Usually it's 1%, so it seems like a little high on marketing, but that isn't, you know, what they're asking budget dollars for or grant money for. It really does elevate the level of our native artists, this particular show, and it draws a very large crowd every year.
Thank you. Kat or Cassie, thoughts on the Woodland Indian Arts, Inc.?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not familiar with this particular festival, but to me, the budget seems really high. And I mean, they're asking for the $4,000 to pay for artists, but it just seems really pretty big endeavor as far as budget is concerned. I also noticed that in the grant application, and I don't know if this is something we take into consideration or not, but they've mentioned that in the past they have not made profit off of this, and they've actually come out at a loss. And so I'm assuming that's something that we factor into their economic kind of the question, the scoring criteria about economic endeavors for the arts. I would, for me at least, that was a big red flag that they haven't had the growth. They've mentioned that there's still room for growth, and they haven't quite had the growth in artists and sort of the kind of representation within their festival, but also, again, that budget loss, especially given such a giant budget, was a really big flag for me on this one, and I'm open to any input or kind of direction on that, or if there's any insight from Siobhan or anything like that, but to me that was a little concerning.
Yeah, I did also flag that large budget. And if you look on their budget sheet, they have a lot of things in red. They're being so honest in talking about these are things that we've applied for and is pending, no guarantee. So when it comes to the idea of matching funds, that is interesting. I have been to this show many times, and it is. It's really beautiful, I can tell you that. These are native artists that you can, for the most part, I would say it's their life's work. Many of them are elders. They're certainly mature adults that have spent their life crafting their skills.
That's great.
Yeah, the pictures are amazing, and obviously there's enough of an, to me at least, there's enough of an impact out there, and you're right, to showcase some of, you know, our artists like this in such a way that a lot of our Western art is kind of exhibited and showcased, I don't know, it just puts it in a different arena, and it brings a different level of appreciation, and they must be okay with the way it's going if they continue it. You know, I guess the loss to them might not be as big of a deal as it would be to, you know, to other people or to other communities or other organizations where they, you know, some places would back off of this. And I'm glad to see that they're enduring. And like, if you're saying that this is a beautiful show that, you know, people need to see and they have a great turnout, to me, that's speaking loudly. And they are very honest about their budget, and you're right. And I noticed that too. So, I was just wondering how much of an impact that should play with us versus, you know, the organization that's actually doing the budgeting and the funding and the fundraising, and we just give them the support they're asking for specifically for the artists, and that's all we focus on.
That's a great question, Kat. I'd say it would be reasonable to, you know, comment or have your scores reflect, you know, maybe that feasibility piece, given, you know, the sort of setbacks that you're reading in the application. I'll say from a staff perspective that, you know, they have applied to the Arts Board each year that I have been on staff and seen their application, and have had, you know, great success, I would say, in year to year. But I think it is completely fair to say, you know, whether it's that fourth or fifth criterion there, you know, to note that. But and Karen Ann, maybe you can speak to that. But I would say that year to year, they have successfully put on this event.
Well, and I would say what matters is the application in front of you and how does it fare given the criteria that are imposed on these application reviews. Need is not an issue. Whether right. they need or don't need is not an issue. It's whether where they fall in those five criteria. So, you know, history or future, it's the app in front of you.
And, yeah, I appreciate that. Karen Ann, that's
looking at
great.
The photos that they submitted to of all the projects from last year, and they're really great. So, yeah, awesome. Thanks for that.